This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hello, Mediaite. You care for an interview from Kevin Jackson now? Hey, Time Magazine. You still want to talk to Kevin Jackson about the Kavanaugh thing and the lying skank comment that I tweeted? I mean, I'm still here. They're suddenly no longer begging for interviews. And by the way, there were at least five additional outlets that talked to me from even overseas. Kevin, can we talk to you about why you got fired from Fox? I'm not bringing that up. I mean, it's old news at this point. But what I want to say is this. The more digging they do on the other side of the aisle, the more they realize how right I was. One of my friends said to me, Kevin, you were ahead of Trump in talking about these trollops. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm not trying to come down on these women. I said many times, I don't care what a woman does with her body. I'll even go farther than the government. You can sell it. Many guys feel like women sell it anyway. They feel like whether I'm buying it by the drink, so to speak, on when I'm soliciting a call girl or a prostitute, or I'm dating somebody who takes advantage of me for 6 months and then goes and has her way with my best friend. Either way, I paid for it. Come on, fellas, am I wrong? Have you met a girl like that used and abused you? And hey, I'm not exonerating us. We've gotten our pound of flesh, so to speak, because we've used and abused women too. And you know what? That's the way the cycle goes, and it will continue to be that way as long as there are men and women. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What is so difficult for us to just recognize human nature? Recognize the way things are, use words the way they're supposed to be used, and move on with life. When did we become children to where the government goes, that word is unacceptable, or some boss goes, you can't say that? What do you mean I can't say that? Look in the dictionary. Is that word there? Of course it's there, and it's to be used selectively. I happen to be a wordsmith. You know, what are the leftist rags going to say in the history of this debacle created by the Democrats? Because let me tell you, they say, oh, it's not over. We're going to get Kavanaugh. Oh, let me tell you something. It ain't over. We're going to get you. We're going to get you, Democrats. You people have shown. Look, we've recognized it. The people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and including myself, we've recognized it. We started recognizing it, I don't know, a decade ago. You have your own timeline, but I'll tell you this. If you're listening to this program, somewhere along the last 20 years, you started going, something's happening in my country. This doesn't feel the way it used to feel. And finally it came to a head. I'll tell you when mine was. Mine was around in the early part of 2008, when I knew Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton was going to become president, and I watched how the media orchestrated it. And then I remember exactly when I told this, I was at a coffee shop, and we were talking about who's going to win. And I said, you know, the guy was a huge Hillary supporter, which I couldn't understand, but I said, well, you can put that to rest. She's not going to be president. And he's giving me the litany of reasons why Barack Obama shouldn't be president, because he loved Hillary. His old white dude. He would get on one of those cycles that two-wheeled cycles that people loved. I think they called it the It, but I don't know what it's called. But he rode that to the coffee shop every day, and it was when it was an early thing before everybody had one. So it was kind of interesting to watch him on it, but he was the one that told me how unqualified Barack Obama was, and I looked him in his face and I said, well, that guy's going to be your next president. And that's what's scary. I go, Hillary's scary. He's really scary. And the dude started crying. I'm not lying. And he was, and he started talking about Barry Goldwater. And I looked at him and said, look, don't try to cry for me, Argentina. Barry Goldwater was not a racist. Barry Goldwater was ahead of his time in his thinking. And you people have made him into a bad guy. And I'm lecturing this dude while he's, you know, he's, what do you call it? You know, he's like, oh, choked up. That's the word I'm looking for. He's choked up. Because I told him his girl, Cankles, ain't going to be president. And he, did you're right. And he started crying. And look, I cried too. I'm not concerned about that. I'm just saying that's what he did. He broke into tears. And then guess what happened? Barack Obama was president, and the world went on complete nutcase, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I don't have to get all the words right. So the world went crazy. The media suddenly, Barack Obama could do no wrong. You know, we could do no right. It didn't matter what he did. Everything was good. And we were all racist if you didn't accept him, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you know the history. You know the outcome. So this is where we are. And now we are viciously undoing all this stuff, and they can't handle it. And so they're striking back any way they can. These leftists, any way they can. Attack. There are sinners that do nothing but attack people. Oh, Kevin Jackson said this. Oh, so-and-so said that. You know, attack, attack, attack. And I'll talk more about this because Hillary Clinton says we deserve it. Maxine Waters says to find these people, harass them, get them out of restaurants, harass them wherever they are. The more popular they are, harass them. Let me tell you something. They're going to harass the wrong Negro, and that might be me, because I'm going to tell you something. You get in my face, I'm going to put you in supine position. So harass, harass away. I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. Somebody tweeted to me, all these conservatives need, those people that supported Kavanaugh need to be killed. I mean, this girl tweeted that Kavanaugh needed to be killed and so did Trump. And then another one tweeted that we need to die. We as conservatives, look, I got a difference of opinion with these bonehead, idiotic leftists. I don't want them dead. I've never threatened any of them. I've never read somebody say something, you know, completely bonehead leftist, brain dead moron, you know, moron, and said, ooh, I want to kick your butt for saying something so stupid. I just chuckle and move along. They don't. These people will track you down at a baseball game and try to kill you. These people will track you down wherever you are and try to kill you. I have a guy right now. He's threatened my life. I told him, bring it, man. He's in email. He's threatened my life. Over what? Because I make comments that say, I think these women were lying? Wow. These people are crazy, folks. Now I'm going to tell you just how much. You're listening to Kevin Jackson Show, AJRadio.com back in the day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
God, we got so much to discuss. Geez, the Clintons are going back on tour. And we'll talk about it. I'm really curious as to who set this up. Who cares? And the timing of it is amazing to me. You have a sexual predator going on tour with his enabler, and the left don't see it. On the heels of everything that they accuse Kavanaugh about, you have a sexual predator and her enabler going on tour. By the way, biggest losers on the planet, his reputation in the tank, her reputation pretty close with him. Both of these people should be in prison for the things that they've done not only to this nation, but to the world. They have run a professional extortion racket right before our very eyes, and they're going on tour. I mean, this is the world we live in. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. We are flipping over the topsy-turvy world of the left, and they can't handle it. They want us destroyed. But here's the thing, conservatives listening to my show, I'm not mad at leftists. See, that's like being mad at a rattlesnake, a pet rattlesnake, for biting you. You chose it. you go into the pet store and you're walking along and there's a puppy and there's a kitten and there's a hamster and you go, hey, it would be really cool to have a rattlesnake as a pet. I could hug him and kiss him and sleep with him. Yeah. That's what you do when you befriend the leftist. That's what you do when you tolerate leftism. You have a pet rattlesnake. That's your new pet. And you wonder when you get, he bit me. I can't believe he bit you. Look at that. You bad snake. Oh, he just bit me. God. Why do we tolerate this? Well, the good news is there are people out there who don't. Make no mistake about it, folks. You are being vindicated at every turn. You've been vindicated, or we're not voting for baby black Jesus. You've been vindicated. You put in the rich white man, the scourge of the earth, and I will talk about this today. The scourge of the world is the rich white man. I played a clip the other day of Amon Poor. She's talking to the guy who's the spokesman for Hungary, and she says, "You don't want diversity and all this. You want white Christians." And the guy goes, "We didn't say that." She goes, "Oh no." She says, "You only want the Hungarians." And she says, "No, we didn't say that. That's what we said." She says, "Yes, your prime minister said he only wants white Christians." And he says, "No, Christians. He only wanted Christians." But she colorized it. I don't want to play the clip again. Thanks for asking, but it's too long just to get to that point. But so it's about whiteness. Let me tell you something. If you're a white person in America, I'm going to sound like I'm leading a Klan march here, a Klan seminar. But if you're a white person in America, you should be outraged at the way you're being treated. I'll say it for you. You should be outraged. And if you're a white male, you should be marching in the streets, showing your naughty bits the way those women did the other day when they were having their vaginas yell at Donald Trump. Did you see this? And it's amazing to me that Fox would dare fire me over the word skank when you have a bunch of women who say Donald Trump has ruined the women's movement. And you know how they proclaim that he's ruined the women's movement? They take their butt naked bodies, skirts, raise it up so their vaginas could yell at Donald Trump. You would think I'm making this up. Listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, I'm not making this up. 844-55, what's our number? 844-551-8255. Forgot for a second. So much to discuss because the left are so vile and disgusting, and you need to be made to understand that they don't like you. They are going to do everything they can to keep their world crazy. They love chaos. As I said many times, I want you to imagine a world, the America, where they let Donald Trump be Trump. Not to quote Corey Lewandowski's book, but just let Donald Trump be Trump. It's worked pretty well so far. I want you to think about what would happen if the left supported Donald Trump. What do you think would happen? Better or worse? If Trump had the country behind him as he dealt with other nations, as he dealt with the domestic issues created by baby black Jesus that they want to ignore. And Donald Trump has done all these things in spite of Barack Obama. This economy is Trump's economy. There was a meme that came through. It was hysterical. Pardon me, I can't remember exactly what it is now, but it was literally something like, but where Obama wanted to take credit for this economy. I mean, the guy doing the graph, you know what, it doesn't matter because I can't figure out exactly what it was. But it was so well done where Trump's looking, going, this isn't your economy, dude. Nowhere near. The stock market still going through the roof. Unemployment so low, it's pretty much the government's going, okay, let's just stop measuring. Jobs creation so high that people don't know what to do. This is the best time in modern history, including the time of the venerable Ronald Reagan, for this nation. The best time. And I want you to imagine if they left Trump alone where he could deal with the budget, start cutting down the debt. So dealing with the deficit and the debt, looking at entitlements and a host of other things. It would be amazing. But they don't want that. The Democrats know they cannot allow us to have that. Because if Donald Trump were unimpeded, Barack, you wouldn't even remember how to. Who was that dude? But what was the president before? Yeah, they would be, okay, so there was Reagan, and then there was Bush the first, and then I believe Clinton, then Bush the second, and then Donald Trump. No, wait, I'm forgetting somebody. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Wait, who was it? And people go, I don't know. Wait, right? Yeah, you're right. There was somebody in between. That's the way you'd be talking about Barack Obama. You'd either forget because you want to forget, or you forget because it would be amnesia. Trump is just so good. Now, I'm not one of these, ooh, Trump is a man, because I don't like everything Trump does. I told you guys when Trump didn't support Kavanaugh, when he made the comment that Blasey Ford was a very credible witness, I was like, you must be out of your mind. Now, that's a political statement. That was the first time I heard Trump go political, because he didn't want people to think that he was anti-woman. Blasey Ford wasn't believable. Yeah, she's about as believable as the agua purificado. If you're ever in Mexico, if you see agua purificado, don't drink the water because it ain't purified, okay? So this is where we are in this topsy-turvy world that we've allowed to happen. And I'm going to prove it to you. When we come back, we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton, what she said about you, and a host of other people. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Now is the time to prioritize to keep your family safe. Do not take chances. So, let's all be safe. Stay alert to weather updates. Watch this storm closely. Listen to local officials.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, as Hurricane Michael continues to approach the panhandle of Florida with winds of 150 miles an hour. First Lady Melania Trump sat down with ABC News. She was asked about men who are accused of sexual assault.
We need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was
you know, sexually assaulted, and or you did that to me, or because sometimes the media goes too far, and the way they portray some stories, it's not correct. It's not right.
The entire Melania Trump interview will be airing Friday night on ABC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I would like to begin tonight's proceeding differently than perhaps any other event of such magnitude. On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure. Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. What happened to the Kavanaugh family violates every notion of fairness, decency, and due process. Our country, a man or a woman, must always be presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. And with that, I must state that you, sir, under historic scrutiny, were proven innocent. Thank you.
What a powerful statement to bring Kavanaugh in as the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States. What a powerful statement. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Man, Trump, he knows. This dude has his finger on the pulse. He knows how to make a statement, I guess, is the best way to put it. He knows how to keep something that could easily have tipped over, because this is a strange thing that the Democrats want to do, that they want to. And for the record, as I told you guys before, I believe in complete equality in the sense of human beings being equal in every way, shape and form. I don't look at one religion different than another in the sense of, you know, if you want to practice your religion and it doesn't impede on anybody else's rights to do what they do, do it. And that includes people who practice Islam. If you aren't trying to kill me, I don't care what you do. Now, I know Bridget Gabriel and others say, Kevin, it's a scourge. Okay, great. I agree. But when you treat it as a scourge, we will respond back. Christianity has whooped Islam's butt every single time, and we'll do it again if they get out of control. Is the people of Islam, that worship in Islam, if you want to be peaceful people, we're right there with you. If you don't, you know what? We're willing to go to war. We've done it before. Remember the Crusades? You started it, we ended it. But I'm all about equality. If women want to have the jobs of men, if they want to behave like men, do it. I don't know why you would, but if you want to, do it. I'm that guy. But what I'm not going to do is say, tip the scales. Believer, no matter what. Not going to happen, not in my lifetime, not in the lifetime of my boys. I will do everything I can to say, you accuse me of something, you got to prove it. You're not going to just have me believe you. Because you know what? I've lived too long. I've watched too many leftist women abuse men. Now, I've watched a lot of men of all ilks, but mostly leftist men abuse women, because that's what leftism does. It loves chaos and abuse. It looks for the weakness in you. It looks for the thing. Here's what's interesting. I'll meet somebody, and I bet you feel the same way as a conservative. But I'll meet someone, and I'll sense a weakness in them. I'll sense that they have low self-esteem, or whatever it may be. And the first thing in my head is I say to myself is, help that person with their esteem. Help them feel better about themselves. Like, I'll be talking to a friend and they'll go, you know, yeah, but I'm not that great at this, such and such. And I'll go, yeah, but you've probably got a lot of other good qualities. You tell me something you're good at. Here, before you, I don't want to hear about that. Tell me what you're good at. Well, I'm a pretty good artist. Oh, great. Let me see some of your work. I'm immediately deflecting because I think people focus too much on their negatives. I don't want to sound like Tony Robbins, but you know, it is. We all know what our issues are. And I'm not talking about, you know, it could be an obvious thing like your height or your weight, things like that. It could be something, but that's not the real issue in you. The real issue is, what is that thing doing to you? Okay? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. She's telling me about her man trouble. You know, I need to move and I want to find, you know, a guy, this, that, and the other. And she's telling me all these things. And I stopped her and I said, hey, let me ask you a question. Are you where you want to be yet? Well, you know, I'm still this, that, and the other. And I go, well, look, here's my advice. Don't make any drastic moves. I'm talking about career-wise, male-wise, whatever, until you know who you are. And I went on to explain, or try to. I said, people are going to feed on your weakness. That's what the leftist human nature is. It takes a lot for a person to say, I sense your weakness. I'm going to help you to build yourself. Most people go, oh, that's where you're weak. Yeah. They're looking for that. They're like predators looking for prey. And so you get fed on. And so I'm telling her this, and she says, you know, and we don't talk very often, but she says to me, well, Kevin, when we talk, you're always giving me this. I go, look, you can take it or leave it. It's not going to hurt my feelings if you say, I don't want to talk about this. You're always trying to help me with stuff like, but when you start off giving me your problem, then my immediate thing is, why are you telling me? Or if you want to vent, tell me you want to vent. But if you got a problem, I'm going to solve it. What's this? You got a problem? I'm going to solve it. Ice, baby. That's what I was thinking about. You knew it too, didn't you? Oh, yeah. My producers are on top of it. But that's our nature, is to solve problems, to help people through their times of, you know, trials and tribulation unselfishly. That is not what leftists do. They will take advantage of you. If you say, I got $1,000 bonus, the leftists in your family will be thinking, how do I get mine? The conservatives in your family will be going, congratulations, way to go. I bet you're doing a great job at your work. I bet they're going to, you know, you're on the right path. They're going to be thinking about your future and, you know, and how you move it forward. They're going to be thinking about building you. There is no way a leftist feels that way. They don't. So Donald Trump did something very unique when he was, when, you know, he was congratulating Justice Kavanaugh and saying the nation owes you an apology. But here's what he did that was more interesting than anything. He put all these other people on blast. He put the Democrats on blast. You should be ashamed of yourselves. And you better know that clip of him doing that was covered by all the media. It's circulating now. It's running all the way through everything. And it is reinforcing what we all know. That was a circus that these people tried on this man. It was a circus. and the words he chose. This nation should be embarrassed. You know, the Democrats talk about decorum. They talk about, you know, all the things that we're supposed to be doing as to be good, and they do none of it. They are destructive. They are locusts. And as I said, they are looking for any way to attack. They created an attack against Kavanaugh. They didn't care about, they cared about the women's movement. Wouldn't they care about his daughters? Wouldn't they care about his wife? Wouldn't they care about all the clerks that he has? Wouldn't they care about his girls that he coaches a basketball play, you know, team? Wouldn't they look at his past and say, this guy's been amazing for women. He hires lots of female law clerks, blah, blah, blah. None of that mattered. Because they were ready to be destructive, divisive. And Donald Trump said, I'm going to apologize on behalf of these clowns because they aren't going to do it themselves. They aren't big enough. The person they said that didn't have the ability to, you know, to have the temperament to be president. That was one of the most presidential things Donald Trump did when he says, look, I'm going to start this out differently. What they put this man through, nobody should have to go through. That was a shout out for Donald Trump to put the entirety of America on notice, to tell us you are right to support this man. So was he. And you leftists, you should be ashamed of yourself. You Me Too harlots, you shrews, you should be ashamed of yourselves. And they should be. They just don't know how to be. They've never been taught shame. For them, there's no such thing. There's only move on or make it the new relative morality. For example, in Hollywood, the new relative morality is if there's new people coming to Hollywood, screw them over. You know, literally and figuratively, screw them over. Don't worry about them. Don't worry that they're kids trying to get a break. They really want, you know, a shot, blah, blah, blah. No, just take advantage of them. And the hotter they are, the more naive they are, the better candidate they are. And everybody enables. That is the new reality of Hollywood. The new reality of D.C. is promise Americans whatever we want and deliver nothing. Until Donald Trump stepped in. You're changing reality back to what it was. And the left can't stand it. And I'll prove it. Every single day we do this show, the Kevin Jackson Show, we prove what we're talking about. This isn't conjecture. We'll be back
again. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Got to tell you, folks, this is one of the toughest shows to put together, not because there wasn't enough material. Plenty. I looked at Colbert, and he was lampooning something to do with Kavanaugh. It was a negative thing. I looked at clips from Trevor Noah, who I think is the biggest hack in TV. And he's talking about the Me Too movement and what, you know, how Trump destroyed the Me Too movement or whatever. There's so many things going on. The Clintons are going on tour, which we will talk about this hour. We had cops shot in South Carolina that we didn't even talk about. That happened, I don't know, a week ago. I've been wanting to talk about that because we've got the film out, Bleeding Blue. By the way, available on DVD now. Pre-order. It's still in theaters. We're about to go back into theaters, but it's available on DVD if you want to get it at bleedingbluemovie.com. So go check out the DVD and pre-order it, because I'm telling you, this will be a keeper. This will be something you keep for a long time and show your friends and family or whatever else, because it's an amazing film. But there's so much to talk about. People leaving New York in droves, leaving California, leaving these liberal enclaves because they're getting taxed to death. Then the problem is they're not learning, so they're moving to where we are. The midterms are being discussed. Chicago crime. The good news for Chicago, just so everybody's aware, it's getting cold. Yeah, black folks don't like the cold, so they're going to go inside, and there'll be a lot less shootings in Chicago during the winter. It's almost like, you know, one of these crate, like Jeepers Creepers, like every, in the summer, all the murderers are going to come out because it's warm. And in the winter, they go hibernate. So we got tons to talk about. NFL, how are they doing? You know, UFC, I don't know if you follow that sport, but, what's his name? The kid, McGregor, he got his butt kicked by a dude, and, I don't know how to say his last name, but he's from one of these Russian-sounding countries. And McGregor had talked about the guy's family, his religion, and his country in the pre-fight warm-up, and, you know, tried to make it, you know, it was all about, you know, hype and building up to get to the big purse. And during the fight, McGregor says to the guy, you know, something along the lines of, hey, man, you can take it easy. It was all hype. But the guy didn't take it as hype. He took it as, no, you offended me. In fact, when I watched that clip of him do that, I said to myself, that's how Democrats are. Democrats will yell and scream and taunt you and all that. And then when they get in a fight with you and you're kicking their butts, then they go, hey, man, come on. You know, it was just all hype. Well, see, McGregor can hype that. Pardon me, he can hype that. Because he says, look, it's going to get us a bigger purse. We're going to benefit in the end. But the Democrats, when they're hyping things like Kavanaugh is a rapist and Donald Trump is a misogynist and he hates black people and Mexicans. See, that's if we were just going to get in a fight and Donald Trump beat him up and then everybody go, okay, man, we got a bigger purse, it would be one thing. That's not what's happening. This is for life. When they accuse Kavanaugh of being a rapist, it isn't just hype for a fight. This is something that's going to follow him no matter what. You want to know why? Because there are brain-dead zombies on the left who will believe whatever they're told, and that's the way it is. There are people like Alyssa Milano who don't put the blame where it belongs with these people that are falsely claiming that people like Kavanaugh have done something to them. They put the blame on Kavanaugh. An innocent man. But this is where we are in this country. Which brings me to the Clintons. On tour.
If you're looking close and personal with Bill and Hillary Clinton, you're in luck. The Clintons announcing today they're going on a North American tour. They'll visit 4 cities the rest of this year and 9 more in 2019. The event is dubbed, quote, an evening with President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Dana, you buying a ticket?
Gotta go to bed early that night and every night. I think that these will sell out. People are going to want to see them. Remember, she did win the popular vote, and he's still popular amongst people. But if you go out, if you leave your bubble and you go out to the country and you want to, I'm all for it. It's a great way for them to be out and about. Together, it's a fun thing to do as a couple. Yeah, Peter and I will be coming to a city near you with the dog. Big seller, the dog.
But the thing is, Jesse, I think Bill Clinton has not been having a good time. I mean, you even see ads run by Democrats, anti-Kavanaugh ads, and they got Clinton in them, so I'm just wondering.
Yeah, true.
This is quite
true.
A moment.
Yeah, it's a Me Too boomerang for good old Bill. And Hillary's kind of branded as a loser. Remember, she lost big time, and a lot of Democrats are kind of angry at her for whiffing so hard and letting Trump be president. She was a terrible candidate. But if you look at the Clintons over here and then the Obamas over here, you have two former presidents and first ladies who are extremely political active still and extremely partisan. They're not these elder statesmen. They're both there in the trenches throwing hand grenades. And it does suck up a lot of oxygen for presidential candidates. And it makes the Democratic Party look like the party of the past.
Well, there you have it. The Clintons on tour, and they're saying something like it's $745 to see them. $745. I talked earlier, and Jesse Waters, he touched on it. You're talking about a guy who is a bona fide, certified rapist, certainly sexual abuser, and the Clintons are going on tour on the heels of everything that happened with Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, that takes some guts. A rapist and his enabler, his number one fan. Bill Clinton's probably got a trophy chest of all the women he's conquered. I bet you Bill Clinton's got a panty collection. I bet you he's got necklaces or bracelets or something from every woman he's ever molested in any way. And I bet you Hillary Clinton knows where it is. Oh, yeah, I'm going after him. Hillary Clinton has been Bill Clinton's biggest enabler. Remember all the pictures? This, I don't know if you saw them, but Hillary Clinton's got more pictures with Harvey Weinstein than his wife or his former wife. Just go look all over the internet, the Clintons with Weinstein and all them. And you know who else you can? Every time you see the Clintons in a picture with some big Hollywood leftist, what you're looking at is a sexual enabler with one of the biggest sexual predators, her husband, in the picture, if he's in it, and probably another sexual predator that they know about. That Bill has been engaged with that particular person, and Hillary knows. That's what you're looking at every time you see the Clintons. But do you think the Me Too movement is going to acknowledge this? Do you think they're going to admit it? The litany of people that have taken pictures with Harvey Weinstein, begged to go to his parties. And as I said, and many of you know this, when his story broke, they talked about women in his organization who would bring other women over and say, no, you're going to be talking to me. Because these women would say, well, look, I've heard rumors about Harvey. No, I'll be the one talking to you. Come on over. We'll talk about the role. Then they do. They set him up in a room. And guess who appears? Harvey. But they don't say anything about that. In fact, last I checked, Weinstein's looking to clear his name. He's going to initiate lawsuits. Go Google this. You don't have to believe me. Weinstein is fighting back. I hear he wants his company back. Don't be surprised if Weinstein took some of his money and invested it in smaller, productions, smaller, studios or whatever, and is working behind the scenes on movies. Don't be surprised. This guy should be rotting away in prison. There should be a Me Too protest at every home he's ever owned against anybody that's ever been involved with him, but they've done nothing. But these women would get in their cars and they will drive across country so they can protest Trump or they can protest Kavanaugh. That is what I want you to understand, the level of duplicitous nature of the left. That is what these women are willing to do. Leave the confines of their homes so they can go protest an innocent man and a man who once talked about you can be at such a level of stardom that you can grab women by their naughty bits and they won't care. And he's exactly right. And the left knows it, but no, Donald Trump, look at what he said about women. Are you kidding me? Ask the average, go ask, who's a big time left? Go ask George Clooney what he could do to women and see what he says. Give me your biggest leftist, Ben Affleck, who did it on camera, grabbed the woman's breast on camera. What are you talking about? It's crazy. The Clintons on tour is a slap in the face to this country and a slap in the face to the women's movement. They're too stupid to know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.